views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I have been sharing information, inclusive information from some of my favorite energy practitioners. And the whole point of this radio show really is to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite practitioners. And on today's show, I have Phil Free, and we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Phil is... has been using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998, and he has continued to apply energy techniques and for everyday issues for himself, his family, his friends, clients, and feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. I met Phil over, 7, maybe 8 years ago, and both of us have been working together to continue finding constructive ways to hone our craft and share energy techniques with people, tools that will provide people with opportunities to, make their lives better. Are you there, Phil?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for having me. Awesome. It's good to hear your voice. Phil and I decided today that we want to untangle the physical, mental, and spiritual knots that people get into. And, really, when an issue is resolved or a condition improves, then that's when you know that the truth has been applied. And, it could be that simple. If you want, listen in with us. And we're going to talk about that today, about, finding what the, letting go of the story and finding the truth of the situation so that we can apply tools and techniques to make our lives better. So, Phil, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We all like to put our own spin on the, on reality, of course. We all have our own point of view, which is normal and part of life. And, at the same time, it's important to realize that it's not to get too caught up in our own spin, and that, not everybody is sharing our spin on a story, And so to recognize what is the shared common experience that we all had and what is my spin on it. To notice the difference is very important. I feel like a lot of people confuse their own spin on things for what actually happened. So I know, I don't have a great example that comes to mind, but you know, here's a random one. I mean, you know, if we're all standing in a park, or like a group of 20 of us are standing in a park, and a gust of wind, you know, a strong gust of wind comes by, you know, and you know, just we might all have experienced that, right? And but one person's spin on it might be that, hey, that's some sort of spirit telling me to do this or do that. You know what I mean? And that's not necessarily. Maybe the whole group agrees that that's what happened, or maybe it did really. There was a spirit there for that one person. I don't know. I'm not there to question his reality or her reality. But at the same time, it's like, is that the shared common experience or not? And so, well, what we're going to do is we're just going to get out of like people's own stories, you know, and it's when we're telling ourselves we know the answer, but we're not getting a result, then we must not really know the answer.
Yeah, that's so pretty. That is pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that it's so rare that when people get into their stories, and we all do have a tendency to do that, we have a tendency to find almost exactly the opposite of what the problem really is. It's not uncommon for people to think that a problem is, you know, like, let's say you have a physical pain in your body. Very, 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 very rarely, like 99.99% of the time, you will not, that pain is not at root cause a physical issue. It feels physical because you'll have the pain in your body, and you know, you can recognize that, you know, it hurts. Having said that, the underlying reasons why that physical pain may be there are quite often emotional or psychological. They could be from on a psychic level, they could be on a spiritual level. There could be many reasons why a person is experiencing pain in a certain part of their body. And even when a physical issue does come up as a weakness on a physical level, it rarely is localized where the pain actually, where the person feels the pain. And so the beauty of letting go of the story and tracking where the energetic weaknesses really are is that you can have, you know, instant relief. Some people experience instant relief, and some, you know, and some people experience, you know, relief on a more gradual level. So this is the importance of recognizing, you know, the underlying weakness of a problem can resolve it instantly. And it happens quite often, actually. And you'll see that on, and you'll hear that from people on this radio show, where, you know, we like to get a baseline for where people, how people are, how much something is bothering them, and how quickly that can shift just by stepping into their intuition. And we do have a couple of callers on the line right now, Phil. So what we're going to do is we have a quick break that we're going to take. And when we get back from the break, we will take the first caller, Patricia from California. And right now you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 and let's make some shift happen.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. Before we continue, Phil, will you share your contact information with the listeners in case they want to reach you?
Sure. They can email me at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's whatphil at hotmail.com. And of course, if there's any trouble, I'm sure they can reach me through you also or the show.
Yeah. And did you want to just mention your music? Because I know you have a website for that.
Yes, I do. It's philfree.rocks. So all Phil Free is one word and then .rocks, R-O-C-K-S. From there, I mean, it's not very sophisticated, but you can check it out. And there's links to Reverb Nation or Facebook.
Cool. Awesome. So that has your people can go to your site and listen to some of your music, can they not?
Yes, but if they want to hear full songs, they can go to the link to the Reverb Nation page.
Okay. All right. Awesome. We do have a couple callers here right now. So we're going to take the first caller, Patricia from California. Are you there, Patricia?
Yes. Hi. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Okay. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Colette.
Oh, you're welcome. What can we do for you today?
Well, it's about my son. I have a 15-year-old. And the thing is, he's great at school. He's very smart boy. Right now, he's doing a sport and an academic. And it seems like he has failed in grades in three subjects right now. And it seems like whenever he goes into a sport, because it's more demanding, more time, and he comes home and he cannot focus. I guess he's putting the effort because he wants to remain in his sport. but it seems like a combination. Something is in his mind.
Okay, it's affect like his sports activities are affecting his school activities, his marks.
Academics, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. So we just like to get a baseline just from you, and we'll just ask you, like, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this bothering you? 0 being neutral, 10 being like really bothering you a lot.
5 or 6. Sometimes it's higher, but maybe 6.
Okay.
All right. So, Phil, what are you picking up about this young man?
Many things. I'll start on a very general where, we just want to get him strong to going to school in the first place. And, if he wants, if that's what everybody wants. And, there's so many things that come up, for him personally, which I'm not going to mention all of them just because the radio show doesn't have time for all of them, but I'll mention just, so we're just going to strengthen him, to his school. So, I mean, there's definitely things you can, just ask, what he doesn't like about the school or what's working, what's not working. And obviously it's not like he always will give you the correct answer. Like, he knows himself what's bothering him. But at the same time, for him, feeling connected to the purpose of what he's learning and why he's learning it right now. If he doesn't see the point, he doesn't get interested, is what it feels like. So if people, his teachers, yourself, whoever can connect the point to him, okay, this is why, this is how it helps, this is why we learn it, then
that's
he'd be
excellent.
A little bit
like that's a really brilliant concept, like for a lot of like when people have a purpose to why they're doing something, it encourages people to move forward with it. And that really was testing weak for me also, the purpose of his education. And I'm also getting this is like common for a lot of, a lot of children in school. So we strengthen that for everybody listening. And a lot of the children, went back to school last week or this week. And quite often it does cause, like some concerns for the parents. So what else are you picking up, Phil?
So, we can, with sports, he knows what the results are. He wins a game, they get excited about it, things like that. With school, it's just like, it's not the same excitement. So it's like, it doesn't match up. It's like, if he gets a good grade, it's not like everybody cheers him or gives him a high five or something.
Okay.
And so that sort of discrepancy seems to be just a weakness for him a little bit, that it's just, that the academic side just doesn't seem as fun or exciting as the sporting side of things. So again, if he was connected to the purpose a little bit more of the academics of, why he's taking this topic or why he has to learn this or why he has to learn that, then he'd get a little bit more interested. At the same time, yeah, it's like, we can't solve all of this right here over the phone, because a lot of it, it feels like the school could improve. It feels like some of the teachers can improve, so, we can't necessarily do all of that over the phone right now or over the radio, but, start with your child, obviously, and get your child connected to what he's doing or why he's doing it. And if he sees a purpose to it, he'll be stronger about it. I can't guarantee that he'll love school, but, but yeah, you should see an improvement here.
Yeah, I can feel it's shifting. Like, when you get in touch with that right now, how does that feel to you, Patricia?
I feel fine.
Yeah.
Because
it's important for, all parents listening in here, when it comes to education and children's marks in school, a lot of the problems that younger children in particular have under the age of 10 come from when parents have children at a specific age or going into a specific grade. It is not uncommon for the parents' issues when they were in school at that age or when they were in school in that grade, for those issues to come up and then to cause concern and worry. And of course, the number one weakness for children is a mother's worry, because mothers are taught to worry. That's why I wrote the book I wrote is basically dedicated to mothers, to quit worrying and to, you know, identify what is the underlying weakness. Once your son has it pointed out to him on for his subjects that there is a purpose, and this is would be the purpose why he would use this. Or just having what the purpose of having an education is. It's not just to learn information and have that information be pertinent. It's also, you know, socialization and a lot of, you know, social skills, et cetera. And so, you know, we want to strengthen the communication between the parents, the teachers, and the children, and also strengthen dynamics for everybody listening in right now that have children going to school, that the dynamics between the home and the dynamics between the school are nice and even, so that, you know, that your child can communicate with you what is happening at school in a way that, you know, you can intuitively tune into it and identify how you could make the situation better for not just that, for your child, but also for the other students in the school and the teachers. And it's a, you know, the experience is a better one for everyone involved. And so we can energetically shift that by strengthening communication. I'm getting is the number one weakness here. For schools in general. And so I just wanted to energetically get in touch with that. Is there anything else, Phil, that you would like to tell Patricia before we take the next caller?
I'll just ask her where she's feeling on a scale of 0 to 10.
Maybe so, it should be.
Yeah. Sorry, what was that?
A three?
Okay, good. So it's the concern is moving down. When you get in touch with that concern, what emotion comes up for you, Patricia?
Oh, for me, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's frustration because I know he can be very bright.
Okay, so frustration. That's more of a combination of fear and anger, really, coming up. That your son is not going to progress well in school, or a fear that you're not a strong parent or a strong example of that. So we just want to clear all those issues around that for you. And, just get you to a place where you start seeing your son 100% in his potential, fulfilling his purpose at school, and fulfilling the greater purpose of why he's going to school. And so we just strengthen that for you, for everybody listening in. And we're just checking in with you one more time. Where are you at with that?
Yeah, it went like a 0 to 1.
Okay, good. Because I could feel that moving. So thank you so much, Patricia, for calling in. We do need to take another quick break here right now. I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. I have Phil Free on the show with me today. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to take our next caller and make some more shift happen.
The miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here with me today. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. If you have an issue or something that you would like to have shifted. And I just wanted to mention that I'm really excited that I wrote an article for a magazine in Switzerland, and it is now available online, and it's available in the latest edition featuring my new book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. So that is available at www.sinnrei.ch if anyone is interested in reading that article. And thank you so much to this wonderful magazine for featuring me in my book. Thank you. We do have another caller on the line. That's Liz from California. Are you there, Liz?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. What can Phil and I do for you today?
Well, I've been having in the recent weeks this stiffness and pain in my neck that comes and goes. The pain's not severe, but the stiffness is problematic.
Okay.
And just wondering what's
okay. We like to get a baseline. So if you just tell me, like, zero being like the pain's not bothering you that much, to 10 being like it's bothering you a lot, where are you at?
Right now, it's more of the stiffness is at about a 4. It's lower than usual at the start
okay.
of the day, though.
So at about a 4, and you would describe the pain as being like stiffness, or how would you describe it?
It's stiffness and then kind of a dull, like, muscle ache at the base of my
okay. I just want to point out that a lot of the reason I'm asking you this is because a lot of times the words that people use to describe the sensations of pain kind of will give clues as to what's going on. And when people use the word ache, it generally is like an aching it on a non-physical level to get something done that you're not getting done. And the stiffness is can be like rigidity of the, you know, of the mind and the emotions and the body. So I'm just working on that. Phil, what are you picking up?
Well, I was just picking up on the same as you about the rigidity there. So beyond that, there's this like, when did you notice that you first had this stiffness?
Probably 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
It might have been after exercising. I will say that I haven't felt this way, but it's at the most stiff, and it's the same way I felt 30 years ago when I had a whiplash. It's
okay.
The same. It
cool.
was like, oh, I haven't felt this way since then.
Okay. So 30 years ago, you were in a car accident?
Yes.
Okay, and it feels similar to that, because like I was, let's just energetically tuning into that. Any traumas to your neck? Does it hurt more going left or right? Like turning your head to the left or the right?
More to the right.
To the right, yeah. It's coming because it's just coming up, like almost like what this young man in school of like not really knowing, like your right side is kind of like more your masculine energy. You're getting stuff done in the third dimensional world, moving forward with things. So let's just strengthen you to that. Phil, what else are you picking up?
All right. Well, there's a few things. On the one hand, this is part of why this is coming up is because there's unresolved energy from the accident that happened, all those years ago. So, if we don't resolve like why we brought on that experience, we tend to bring on other experiences that, are similar or remind us of that experience. So it's, you said you hadn't felt that way since the accident. Like you do nowadays. So we're just going to strengthen to everything about the accident that you haven't resolved. The mental trauma, the phobia of, driving or being in a car accident.
What happened in the accident?
I was at a stoplight and a car came up behind me. And I do remember looking in the rearview mirror and being clear, that car is going too fast. It's going to hit me. Like I was like, oh, gosh, this is...
Okay. And was it a male or a female that hit you?
Female.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and 3 weeks ago, did you have something happen between a relationship? Because it's coming up, relationship with someone that you work with or like conversation with?
Not a specific thing. It has seemed like... people are kind of flaky getting back to me, who usually
okay.
aren't.
Yeah, because it's just coming up, like not getting proper communication is what I'm picking up in relationship. So just going to strengthen that. Phil, what else are you getting?
All right, so we're just going to strengthen her to the experience of, again, I'm still looking at the details of the accident. So just like looking at it, you got rear-ended is how you're describing it. So however that translates into other aspects of life, whatever that's a metaphor for you, we don't need to get into it on the air, but we're going to just notice that and then strengthen it essentially or delete the weakness if you'd like. So just, since we have little time, when you get in touch with it, the stiffness, how much does it bother you now on a scale of 0 to 10?
At the moment it's improved. It's maybe like a 1 if I turn it all the way to the right.
Okay.
Yeah. So very much improved.
The range of motion has increased. So we're just going to strengthen that for you. Being able to look at the what happened in the accident. After that accident happened, was the effect of that accident on you?
For a while, it affected being able to work and kind of waiting for the settlement. And the thing that came up when you said unresolved was at the time I was living with my sister and she on the place in Plain went to her and she was able to wait for a while, but there was one conversation where she was kind of upset that I hadn't mentioned it or the plan, and she kind of felt like I was sort of taking advantage of the fact that she was my sister.
Okay, yeah. Because what's coming, see, that's that relationship with a woman coming up that I was picking up.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you talked to your sister recently?
I saw her in July. She lives out of state, but at a family wedding, yeah, we hung out. We're generally, I mean, adore each other. It's good, but I was very embarrassed about, like, that memory embarrasses me. Like, I should have known.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you to all the emotions about that, and, like, that's, you know, the triggers around that. What else, Phil?
Right. So you're right. So unresolved issues with women. And so, again, mm-hmm. I mean, even it's okay. So it's the woman who hit you in the car, and then, okay, your sister's situation they brought up and all that. So, yeah, I mean, there's the grief. So we're just going to strengthen and delete the grief of the situation. All right. The guilt that you feel about, I don't know, the impression you might have made that made her feel that way or whatever. Just strengthening all of that. Okay. So, people have a strange way of expressing their frustrations, and often they accuse people of things that they don't really mean. So I don't know that you're – I don't sense, you know, even though I don't even know your sister, I've never met her, I just don't get the sense that she really meant, you know, like what she said. If she implied that you were mooching or, you know, taking advantage of the situation, yeah. I don't think that she meant it. I'm getting she was probably frustrated about, you know, other things that she was taking out on – she was just taking out on you. So just being cognizant, you know, of, you know, like, did you know, do people really always mean what they say? No, for sure. In fact, a lot of times we don't mean what we say. So,
yeah.
You know, it's, you know, from an energy standpoint, we understand that, and we do our best not to be offended by things, and help others not be offended by things. And I think rather than try to make the whole world PC to accommodate everybody who might be offended, what if we all got stronger and were not offended? You know, if none of us could be offended. If none of us could be offended, then we wouldn't have to worry about what we say. We just, you know, we can feel it. Or we, you know, we just be strong in ourselves, and we know who we are, and we don't need to worry about, you know, what people think of us. So
yeah, ultimately, you know, when we take responsibility for our own actions and we're able to respond to situations in a, you know, in a strong way, we are going to benefit everyone else around us. So we're just going to strengthen that for you and for, you know, any, it's just coming up, any miscommunications between other people. So where are you at now?
Yeah,
like when you move your head and you turn
zero,
it to the right and the left, does it feel more even to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is what I'm getting is the range of motion is changing here. Mm-hmm. So what number are you at?
Yeah, I would say probably the zero.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, as people go neutral to something and they're like, do I really want to let go of being a pain in the neck? That's what I'm hearing from your higher self right now. I don't know. Should I be able to let go of being a pain in the neck that fast? So we just strengthen everybody to that, you know, we can have effective change very quickly. Like, this is what Phil and I were like wanting to point out on this show. So it's so awesome that you called in to demonstrate this for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We do have another caller, Phil, so we'll grab that call after this short break. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. Thrilled to connect with all of you. Thrilled that my long-awaited book is now out. It's on Amazon in ebook format on Kindle and all the other places. And also, it's available through Lulu Publishing right now at the printed version. And we'll be out on Amazon in the printed version any time now. This book is a compilation of years of experiences and insights I have gathered connecting with clients and students and demo and radio participants. Word of warning, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit AccessPossibilitySchool.com. That's AccessPossibilitySchool.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. The Truth Is Funny, and I have Phil Free here with me today. We were just clearing some issues for people that called in, and we have one more caller here that I would like to find out what we can do for. Are you there, Julie, from Ottawa?
Hi, Colette. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hello. What
Hi.
Can we have a kind of a limited amount of time here. So if you can quickly tell us like what's going on and how we can help, that would be awesome.
Okay. I just really want to push my creative work forward, but I feel like I'm stuck kind of in a loop. And I think a lot of it is from my education, actually. So I keep having these studio dreams in my sleep, and I feel like I'm rehashing my education, where I never really quite get done, or I'm trying to complete something.
So you're kind of having like bad dreams?
Yeah, they're kind
of... Are they like those naked dreams where you can't find clothes?
or you're late for school, or you're in school again.
When I used to be a server, I used to have dreams like that I couldn't get enough beer to the table fast enough in my, school days.
Right.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is that bothering you? 10 being like it really, that you really feel like you're being held back in this way.
Oh my God, 10.
Okay. All right, Phil, what are you picking up here?
All right. So, so right now, the first thing coming up is, like you said, you wanted to move forward sort of with your creativity, and then you brought up school. So how did school affect your creativity, and how are you still hung up on it? So we're just going to strengthen that. You don't have to answer that question. You can answer it for yourself if you want, but since we're limited on time, I'm just going to move forward and bring up other things. Okay, so strengthen you to some of the anger about the people who educated you and how they weren't leading you all the time to where you wanted to, things that you wanted to do. Like, for example, how do they help me with what I'm doing now and that sort of thing? Let's just neutralize or change the energy, basically, so that you don't feel upset or angry about those people. All right. And then as far as moving forward with your creativity, so right now part of it is the unknowns of things. So, Colette and I have both been through this, putting out our own creative projects, and there was a lot of unknowns. And sometimes you have some instructions, sometimes you don't. So for us, it took a lot longer than we thought it would take, and that's usually how it goes. But if you care, if you want to do it, be ready, just be aware that it might take longer than you thought it might. With that being said, if you like what you're doing, that's the point, So if you're enjoying and you want to keep doing it, then, the process is its own reward in a sense.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, really, for Phil to get his first CD out and really a major accomplishment to do all the music, most of the music himself, and, this was a major undertaking. And it's the same, I worked 2.5 years on my book, and, I remember back, a couple of years ago, us working on this energetically. And I think it was about a year ago that we, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I can't remember right now, that we were talking about breathing life into it every day. And I found that when people are in the creative process, it's really beneficial, because what a lot of people will do is they will be going along and they'll work on something that they're in the creative process of producing, and they will work on it for maybe 2, 3, 4 hours, really, really go hard at it one day, and then they don't touch it again for maybe a week or a month or whatever. And what I found to be extremely productive for me is to make sure, just like as if you planted a seed and you wanted to grow a plant or a flower, that it requires some care every day, breathe some life into it, water, at least give it some water and give it a little bit of time and a little bit of energy every day. And I found that to be extremely productive for people, because the universe loves to see action and steps of action. And so when you're in the process and you're in that creative process, which is strengthen that for you in particular, Julie, but also for anyone else that's in that process right now, that that you focus on what you get done and you focus on breathing life into it every day. And at first it was 15 minutes. And before I knew it, it was kind of there was 2 15-minute periods every day that I found that I was able to sit and write. And then within 2 weeks, it was an hour a day. And, it just increased. And, by the end, I was some days 16 to 20 hours on the computer writing my book. And it was an evolution, once a project starts, you breathe life into it in this way, and you strengthen that for yourself, consistent steps of action, and then also allow yourself to feel the creativity of being in the process, and just strengthen that for you, that it's always in process then. And so I'm working on that for you. Just would like to check in with you and just see if your number from 0 to 10, 10, 10 being it was bothering you a lot, where has that shifted for you at all?
Let's see. Nothing's coming to my head. I guess 7 kind of came to me.
Okay, cool. So we want to strengthen that for you, that the situation is already improving, that you can already see yourself. I'm getting being able to see yourself in the process. What else, Phil?
All right, and just connect to the strength in your results, the results you want, why you want them, what you think they'll bring to your life, whether they will or not, strengthen all that. Like I said, a lot of time we look for validation with the rewards, and usually in this world it means with money, you know, or is it selling, you know? And like I said, if we're enjoying the process, that's at least a big part of its own reward, if you'd like, you know? And obviously we'd like to be compensated monetarily for it, and I would love, you know, to as well, just as much as you would and everybody else. At the same time, just find, if you know, the joy of life, you know, and it's like Colette had a great example from the other day. I'm gonna, if you don't mind me telling about your life, I mean, with her yard and everything, and how she spends a lot of time like raking her yard, but then with the winds and everything, the leaves come right back the next day. Well, I pointed out to her, well, you're getting outside, you're getting exercise, you're, you know, it's like you're in your garden, you're having a peaceful time, you know. It's like these are great rewards in and of themselves.
Absolutely. And thank you for pointing that out, because we sometimes get caught up in the story, like, you know, like, oh, I'm out here again sweeping and everything, and I just did this yesterday for 2 hours, and one wind comes up, you know, and an hour later it looks like you never touched it. And we can get bothered by that, or we can enjoy it, like Phil said, just be, enjoy being in the moment of it. Feel like that strength coming, like we want to be strong to what's in our heart, what our purpose is, so that, you know, even for that young boy this morning when we were talking about school, that once people have a purpose, then usually things go a lot smoother. We've run out of time, Phil and Julie, so you can feel free to email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com if you want to let me know how this is shifting for you. Julie, and okay. Thank you so much, Phil, for being on the show again. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's so awesome to see people shift and to feel all the positive shifts that are happening. Thank you so much. And to all the listeners, thank you for listening in. Thank you, Lauren, for filling in for Brian today as producer. And we will talk to all of you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.